Good morning, and welcome to our Christmas service for 2021. I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and thank you for joining with us as we remember the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what a stunning humility that God would take upon himself human flesh. Now, what condescension that the Creator would dwell with the creation. How staggering that God would come as a babe, and how magnificent it is that he came to provide salvation. Luke 2:11 says, "For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." And was it any wonder that at the first Christmas the angels burst out in praise, declaring glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And we too, like these angels, are now going to lift up our voices in praise and adoration. And the first hymn is hymn number 108, Angels from the Realms of Glory. And we will stand to sing this hymn. Christmas story that we remember and celebrate this time of year is recorded for us in the Bible. The narrative is found in what we call the Gospels. And this morning we're going to read some verses from the Gospel of Matthew, which is the first Gospel, the first book of the New Testament. We're going to read from the first chapter, and we'll read from verse 18 down to verse 25. You'll find the reading on the outline sheet. And this portion of Scripture records for us the situation from Joseph's perspective. So Matthew chapter 1, reading from verse 18. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. You know, again, I'd like to extend the warmest welcome to you this morning. Thank you for joining with us. I'd like to wish you a happy Christmas again. And, you know, may today be an encouraging and blessed day for you as we focus on the birth of Jesus Christ and for the purpose for which he came. Now, I have just a couple of quick announcements that I want to share with you. Okay, just to say that tomorrow we will be having our usual morning service. That's at 11 a.m. and our Pastor Matthews will be the preacher. But there will be no evening service tomorrow night due to it being Boxing Day. And now also, the Christy Fisher and Matthews family would like to express our gratitude toward you for the kindness that the church family have shown to us this year, and especially during this Christmas season. We'd like to express our deep gratitude for the thoughtful cards and the gracious gifts that we have received. We praise the Lord for his goodness and for your fellowship in the gospel and for God's grace ministered to us through you. We're very grateful for that, and we rejoice in the wonder of the gospel and trust that you have a truly blessed and joyful Christmas. So that's from the pastors and our families. We want to express our appreciation to you. And just one other announcement. If you like chocolate, there is chocolate just out here in the foyer of the main church. On your way out, please help yourself to that. So that's everything for announcements. So at this time, we're going to pray. You know, how can we not express our thankfulness and gratitude toward the Lord on such an occasion? So please join with me as we pray. Father, we are struck with awe and amazement as we ponder the incarnation, the fact that you sent your Son to this world. That's amazing to consider. That Jesus willingly took upon himself human flesh, that he lovingly left the splendors of heaven, that he who was rich became poor so that we might be rich. Oh, these are glorious realities, far too great for us mere mortals to fully grasp and comprehend. If something so marvelous could only come from you, because you are such a great God. And we come before you in praise and adoration with hearts filled with thanksgiving as we again give special attention to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are struck by his humility and your great love in Jesus coming to be the Savior of the world. Oh, Father, we are so undeserving, and yet you continually shower us in your astonishing grace, and for this we are eternally grateful. And please teach us to understand and appreciate that the birth of Christ and all of its significance in greater depth. Please strike us afresh with a deep sense of awe and wonder. And Lord, we ask that people would be struck for the first time, that they would grasp the good news of Christmas for the first time, and that they would come to Jesus as Savior. We pray that this would happen this very day, you know, whether it be here or whether it be in other churches. Lord, we pray for that. That's our desire. Lord, we know that this time of year gives opportunities for our church family to travel and to spend time with family and friends. And we do ask that you would grant safety. Please watch over those who are traveling. And may there be much rich fellowship and encouragement during this period as we can spend time with loved ones. May this be a rich and blessed time. We do want to pray particularly for Chris as he leaves for the U.S. tomorrow. Lord, please grant him safety as he flies out. Lord, help him to settle in quickly. And we ask that Chris would be a blessing there, as he has been a great blessing to us here. We will certainly miss him a lot. And Lord, I do pray that you would use him mightily there. And we do also pray for Lizzie as she moves in early January. Again, we want to thank you for her and for the great blessing that she has been to our local church. And we ask that that the move would be a smooth process for her and help her to settle in quickly to her new environment. And Father, as we come to the preached word very soon, please quieten our hearts, remove distractions, and may this final hymn prepare us to hear from you. Please work within our lives, for we ask this in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. We are going to sing again, hymn number 118, What Child Is This? And again, if we could please stand for the singing of this hymn. Please open your Bible to Matthew chapter 1. Now, Matthew chapter 1, and I'd like to read just verse 21. And the Word of God says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this occasion. Lord, I do pray that as we come to this portion of Scripture, I know it's one that we're very familiar with, and yet, Lord, may our familiarity not dim the wonder and the glory of the Christian story, of the Christmas story, rather. Lord, please speak to us through your word. Give us eyes to see. Give us ears to hear. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Perhaps that's a line you're familiar with. You may have read Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, in high school. Okay, this is a line that Juliet made famous as she ponders the impossibility of being with Romeo due to his name. You know, it must be said, in our times, names aren't as significant as they have been in other times in history. Okay, for most of us, our name possesses little significance. We may know the meaning, but it hasn't shaped or governed how our life has unfolded. Okay, our names function as a badge of identification, and that's about it. And yet in the Bible, names were incredibly significant. They often offered a glimpse into the future of the one named, or it revealed a character quality that they would become famous or infamous for. Names in the Bible often told others who you were or what purpose God had for you. Now, Adam named his wife Eve, which means the mother of all things. Abraham means a father of many. Jacob means supplanter or deceiver. Moses meant to be drawn from the water. Barnabas meant son of encouragement. So these names and many others reveal something about who they are or what God had planned for them. One's name was significant. And hence we come to the question that I'd like to consider this morning. Why was the babe in the manger named Jesus? Now, there is not a more well-known name than Jesus. No other name has dominated and shaped the past 2,000 years of history like this name. Billions have heard this name. This name can be found in over 6,000 languages. And yet, why was this name chosen? We need to understand that Jesus was a common name of the time. It didn't contain the significance that it does today. In Bible times, it was like John or James today. It was quite common. There was more than one Jesus in Israel. Other parents named their son Jesus. We would say at his school, there were probably other boys who shared his name. At this point, it was not used in prayers. It was not used as a swear word like it is today. There were no religious songs sung about it. It was a common name of the time. And yet Joseph, who is Jesus' legal father, he's not his biological father. Jesus was conceived supernaturally. His mum Mary was a virgin. Notice in verse 21 it says, "She shall bring forth a son." It doesn't mention Joseph. And the Bible is very careful and very clear on this point. It protects the supernatural conception of Jesus. Now, this must have been quite hard for Joseph to comprehend. You can imagine the poor guy. He must have been devastated. He must have been crushed when he heard that Mary, who he was betrothed to, was pregnant. And he knew that he wasn't the father. Try and put yourselves in Joseph's shoes. That would, you know, crush your world. And this is why an angel appeared to him in a dream. And the angel explained the whole situation. Okay, Mary, she was still a virgin and yet she was pregnant. Okay, and doesn't that say a lot about the character and faith of this man, Joseph? Okay, sure, he saw an angel, but he still believed. He still believed what he was told. But upon being informed of how Mary was pregnant, the angel went on to tell Joseph that he was to name this baby Jesus. Verse 21, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus." Mary was told the same thing. Luke 1:31 says, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." So it's clear that he was named Jesus by design. And this was not something that Mary read in the latest baby book. Okay, she wasn't going through, you know, 1,000 different names. She's like, "Hey, I like Jesus." Okay, he was not named after a family member. It's not a name that Mary and Joseph heard at the local tea party and thought, "Hey, that's a nice name." But rather, the babe was called Jesus by divine design. Okay, this was made clear to both Mary and Joseph. And as I thought about this, isn't it interesting that even in the name Jesus, there's an element of humility? Okay, the whole incarnation, it reveals gloriously the humility of Christ. He took upon himself what is a common name. Despite being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he did not demand the title. The rulers of the world, they were often called great or conquerors or magnificence. And yet Jesus, was the name taken by the Son of God. Just a common name. But why this name? Well, my friend, the name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation, or the Lord saves. The Hebrew equivalent is Yeshua. It's translated Joshua. And Jesus is given this name because it is a prophecy. Okay, his name reveals that which Jesus would do. He, the Lord, would save. We could say he is what he is called. Now, every other Jewish boy who had this name of Jesus were testifying that the Lord saves. Now, it goes back to the frequent rescue of God's people in the Old Testament. But there's a difference with Jesus. Okay, the one who would be born to Mary would himself be that Savior. Okay, so why was he called Jesus? Because this reveals the purpose of his coming. And this is not just me making this up. Look at verse 21. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? For he shall save his people from their sins. Okay, this is why, by divine design, that this child in the manger was called Jesus. Because it reveals why he was born. Okay, his name expresses his mission, his purpose, his destiny. He would provide salvation. Okay, but salvation from what? Well, the word save can refer to deliverance from a number of things. Trouble, afflictions, sorrows. But notice what the verse says. Jesus is the Savior from sin. Okay, he didn't come to be a political Savior. He didn't come to be a social Savior. He's more than a moral teacher. He's more than a miracle worker. He's more than a self-help guru. He's more than a caring and loving friend. He's more than a wise sage. He's more than a moral example. Jesus is the Savior of sinners. And this explanation from the angel as to why he is to be named Jesus is actually an echo of Psalm 130, verse 8. Okay, in verse 7 of Psalm 130, Israel is exhorted to put their hope in the Lord. Why? Well, verse 8 says, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. And one author commenting on this says, in the psalmist's day, it was very clear that these words pointed forward to a redeemer and an act of redemption yet to come. But in Matthew, we learn that the time of that redemption has come and that the one who is to perform the work is none other than God himself in the person of his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Okay, so this babe whose birth we celebrate at Christmas was called Jesus because he was the long-awaited Messiah. Okay, he was the one whom the Old Testament scriptures were looking forward to, and he came to save sinners. Okay, that's the whole point and purpose of God taking upon himself human flesh, of the Creator dwelling with the creation. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, 1 John 4:14. Okay, and this is why his name Jesus, because it encapsulates his mission. And this is why it's such a great name, because he provides that which we so desperately need and are completely unable to provide ourselves, and that's salvation from sin. Here with the annunciation of the name of Jesus, we come face to face with what is the central theme of the gospel: God rescuing sinners from the great and eternal mess that we've got ourselves into. Jesus, who is God, took upon flesh. This babe in the manger is fully God, fully man. That's who he is. Okay, he needed to be fully God in order to be perfect and free from sin. And he needed to be fully man in order to identify with you and I. And he came the first time to save sinners. And that is really good news. Why? Well, because we are all sinners. you and I, all mankind, we are born sinners, and we constantly sin over and over again. And understand, when we do sin, it's against God. And there's not one person who's not a sinner except Jesus Christ. So please understand this morning that you are a sinner. You have rebelled against God, your Creator. And that may really offend you. You may be really upset that I make such a statement. But please understand, it's actually good news, because Jesus came to save sinners. And if you can't acknowledge that you're a sinner, then you will not receive Jesus' salvation. But why is being a sinner such a big deal? Well, sin separates us from God. It does now, and it will forever. God is holy, God is just, God is righteous, and hence he must and he will punish sin. Now, you know how you and I, we crave justice. You know, when we see someone and they've done the wrong thing, we want the full force of the law to come down on them. What? Why? Well, that's because we're created in the image of God. It comes from him. And he is perfectly just, and he will do what is right, and that means sin must be punished. You can't just sweep it under the rug and ignore it. It must be paid for. And the payment, according to the Bible, is death. Okay, what's that mean? Well, it speaks of separation from God for all eternity, in a terrible place that the Bible refers to as hell. Okay, torment forever and ever. Okay, that's the just, that's the fair payment for sin committed against an eternal and infinite God. And understand that that's the destiny that each and every one of us here and in this whole world deserve, because we're sinners. Okay, that would be just. And yet, Jesus was born. And yet that in of itself doesn't save. What did he do in his life? Well, he lived a perfect life. He lived a perfect life that no one ever could. Okay, think about this. Not once did he sin. Isn't that amazing? Not one immoral thought. Not once did he lie. Not once did he disobey his parents. There was not one blemish. And yet Jesus went to the cross and he died the death of a criminal. Why did he die, since he was innocent? Well, he died in your place. He died because he took your sin and my sin upon himself. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Okay, Jesus bore our sin. It was placed on him. He was punished in our place as our substitute. Okay, my friend, understand that God the Father treated Jesus as if he was a sinner, even though he was not. Jesus was beaten. He was battered. He was broken for you. Okay, it was your sin and it was my sin that nailed him to that tree. That was why he died. And he did this so that he could provide salvation for all. Okay, and get this, on the third day, Jesus rose again. Why does that matter? Why is that so important? Well, it signifies that God the Father accepted the payment that Jesus offered for sin. And that's good news. He accomplished the mission. He provided salvation. And now all who will turn from their sin, that's what we call repentance, and come to him in faith, believing that he's God, believing that his work on the cross alone is sufficient to provide salvation, can and will be saved. The offer's open to all. Question is, do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Okay, it's a personal thing. Okay, he came to save you. He came to save mankind. That's why he's named Jesus. But have you applied his work on your behalf? Have you experienced salvation from sin, or are you still crushed with the unbearable load of sin? Okay, if you have never come to Christ as Savior, why not today? There's no better day than right now. God is offering to you in His grace that the greatest gift that you could ever receive, and that is salvation. That's far better than any gift you received this morning, and I'm sure you received some wonderful gifts. But this is a million times better. The question is, will you accept the gift? And for those of us who are saved, oh my friend, Jesus is the sweetest name. What a beautiful name it is, for He has saved us. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that we have experienced salvation from sin? As one writer says, you know, Jesus has saved us from the guilt of sin by washing us in His atoning blood. He saves us from the dominion of sin by putting in our hearts the sanctifying Spirit. He saves us from the presence of sin when He takes us out of this world to rest with Him. And He will save us from the consequences of sin when He shall give us a glorious body at that last day. How blessed are we as Christ's people. Jesus has saved us. And hence the name Jesus, there's no sweeter name. There's no greater name. And what an encouragement that name is to heavy laden sinners. You know, it's the name that's more glorious, it's more beautiful, it's more spectacular than anything else. And it's a name worth living for. What's in a name? Well, when it comes to Jesus, everything is in His name. For He graciously lived His name. The Lord saves. And we are the beneficiaries. That's amazing grace. All glory to His name. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank You for sending Your Son. Thank You that Jesus willingly came and that He came to save us. What a wonderful thing to consider. Lord, I do pray that if there be one here this morning who doesn't know Christ as Savior, that they would make today the day of their salvation. And Lord, may we who are believers be struck again by the glory and wonder of the coming of Christ and what He achieved on our behalf. Please write these things deep in our hearts, for we ask them in Jesus' name. Amen. Our final hymn is Joy to the World. And we will stand and we will sing Joy to the World. let's close in prayer. Father, we do thank you for this day. Lord, such a wonderful day on the calendar for us as Christians. Lord, please help us throughout this day to not forget that the reason for the season. Thank you that Jesus came and took on human flesh and he died in our place. Thank you for the salvation that is now ours in him. Lord, may these wonderful things fill us with great joy throughout this day. Lord, may we have a wonderful time with loved ones today. Please keep us safe in all that we do, for we ask these things in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen.